MFR.
This is MFR News with a special programme on eating disorders and how they're affecting the MFR area. Coming up, you'll hear from an Inverness woman who's still recovering.
My body sort of started to paralyse itself. If I'd left a couple of days, I probably wouldn't be here speaking to you.
Becky is sharing her full story with you about how she's been fighting body image obsessions.
Although you might realise that you're obsessively losing weight, you might not regard that as a problem in your life, and indeed you may not see how you could live without it.
And MFR News gets exclusive access to North Scotland's Eating Disorder Clinic. We chat with the region's NHS expert. I'm Brian Rutherford, and today's special news coverage starts 11 months ago, around the time Becky Rutkin realised that she needed urgent help.
About a year ago, I actually admitted myself into Rigmor Hospital. Probably just before that, I'd had a three-week bed admission into the Eden unit. Came out and unfortunately, I caught the norovirus, which unfortunately made me quite sick and quite ill, and I started seeing bones because obviously the weight started dropping off, and then things started to kind of develop from there, and the weight loss got worse. And probably by March, April time, I was really, really ill and just sort of bedridden. And then by sort of June time, I was admitted into Rigmor Hospital, and then I was brought through to Aberdeen.
The Eden unit is based at the Royal Cornhill Hospital. NHS Grampians consultant psychiatrist there is Dr. Jane Morris.
What we're really talking about is an obsessive fear of weight gain, or perhaps obsessive body image disorders would be a better way of describing these disorders. Purging behaviours, obsessive exercise, and people checking their body compulsively as well.
In the last year, Highland and Murray's NHS services have referred almost 300 people for specialist treatment. But Dr. Morris says that's just the tip of the iceberg.
More than 10% of teenage girls would meet criteria for an eating disorder at some point in their teenage career.
Now, in this MFR News exclusive report, Becky, the Highland patient you heard earlier, has opened up and shared her ordeal. She hopes you'll see your GP if you relate to her story.
A lot of people were telling me I was starting to kind of withdraw myself from social situations. I wasn't wanting to go out, and then I started just staying in my bedroom, or I would go out from as early as I could first thing in the morning and be out till about 8-9 o'clock at night and then come back. So nobody really saw me, and then like I was becoming quite frustrated and short and snappy with people as well. So that kind of put alarm bells ringing for some people, mainly family. But they said that they could see a change in my mood and my personality. I wasn't the usual happy, bubbly person.
MFR News asked Becky when in her life the eating disorder started, and she tells us that was back in school.
I got bullied for being different, and then I went to dance college, weight loss again. The whole media with dancing as well. Quite mean sometimes, shall we say.
Now, the trouble with having an eating disorder is that you might not realise you've got one. All along, you might just feel like you're working towards a goal, like you're trying to become the person that you're convinced you should be.
There's probably like tons of different images that I probably put together to make like this one perfect sort of person that I wanted to be. Managed to get to that stage, but I put my own life at risk trying to get to there.
Dr. Morris explains what's going on in the minds of people struggling with body image obsessions.
The eating disorder develops as a solution, not as a problem. And so for a long time, although you might realise that you're obsessively losing weight, you might not regard that as a problem in your life, and indeed you may not see how you could live without it.
That was Becky's situation, and without urgent help, the result would have been tragic.
My body sort of started to paralyse itself, so I wasn't able to move, which was very scary at the time, because I wasn't sure what was actually happening. If I'd left a couple of days, I probably wouldn't be here speaking to you.
Time now to talk about getting help, because that's what Becky did when she went to hospital, as Dr. Morris explains.
They help a person accept the body that they were intended to have. And the great thing is that along the way, they learn to gently relinquish control of many other things that they might have been trying to obsessively over-control in life.
Final word now to Becky, who's 11 months into her treatment, and she's praising NHS Grampian staff for getting to her in time.
They've given me that chance at my life again. MFR.